Dr. Lepre, you have run many, many Boston Marathon races, but you won't be running this one. Is it a little bittersweet for you?
It's very bittersweet. I have an injury to my back, so that is perhaps the only saving grace. I'm taking this as the so-called, like in your insurance policy, an act of God. It's not a failure of will, which I would be discouraged at. You know, I used to feel that pretty much my running the marathon brought on spring and summer. I don't think I can take credit for it this year.
And how many races have you run consecutively? You're almost at a record.
I have finished 48. I was slow last year because I hurt my leg beginning the race. And so they didn't credit, but I've run 48 in a row. I'm persistent. I had a string of 26 Rhode Islands in a row until I stopped the race.
What is your secret to running successfully so many races?
I love to run, and I like to race. I mean, living on Nantucket is a little tough, but when I lived in Providence, I would race every weekend. You know, in times like the 4th of July, I'd run 3 races in a day. You know, you start at 7:30 in the morning and then run one at noon and one in the evening. It's a lot of fun, and Boston is very special because there are so many people there. And, you know, the crowds and just the whole atmosphere of Boston is wonderful.
Yeah, and it's especially a community-type event now.
Yes. I mean, the first time I ran it, it was all run out of Hoppington High School. If you picture 300 or 400 guys sitting around a high school gym and putting Bengay and Vaseline on and then lining up so that the 4 or 5 physicians there could listen to your heart, it was a very different experience, very different. Then it has gone big time. And I mean, in 2013, with the bomb blast, they did a tremendous job. If you picture probably 15,000 people, let's say, still out on the course, and all of them are half crazy, okay? So running a marathon, you've got to be half crazy. Controlling that, corralling those people, and then figuring out a way to get them back in town was a tremendous thing, besides the stuff that went on, the medical stuff that went on. I mean, just my daughter and I got stuck at the Newton War Memorial, and then they brought in buses, and I've never gotten into downtown Boston as fast because you had state cops at every stoplight. Back then it was catch as catch can. And, you know, you didn't have the foreign runners. Once you started with the amount of money out there, you really attracted top-notch runners. But it was fun. Still is.
Yeah.
I'll be there next year.
You will. I was just going to ask you. You're going to try again next year?
I'm going to be there. Okay. I'm going to start next year. I may need a flashlight. They may be timing me with a sundial, but I'll be there next year. I got to get to 50. It can't be in a row, but I'll get to 50.
No doubt. Well, thank you so much for talking with us, and we wish you the best in your recovery, and we'll...
I'll call you next year, and I'll give you my number, and you can follow me along.
We will be in touch.
Okay, I'll see you. Bye.
And that was Dr. Tim Lepre of Nantucket Cottage Hospital, and he's run the Boston Marathon for 48 consecutive years. He's taken this year off.